this training to you. And this is this year for second quarter, and it has been very good. I expect the speed from that. If you see the throughput in the Dahej, it has been 210 TBTU as against 217 TBTU in the previous quarter and 182 TBTU in the corresponding quarter. Total throughput in the Dahej, total throughput of the Dahej and Kochi has been to the extent of 223 TBTU in the current quarter as compared to 230 TBTU in the corresponding previous quarter and 192 TBTU in the corresponding quarter. So throughput has been good, not so good, but revenues are fine, and we have done good job this time also. And if you see the throughput in first half of this year as compared to first half of the last year, the Dahej has performed 427 TBTU as against 378 TBTU in the previous year H1. So there has been a growth of around 13%. And if you see the quarterly result, there is 16% growth in throughput of this quarter as compared to corresponding quarter. And the total throughput has been 453 TBTU in H1 as compared to 400 TBTU in the corresponding H1 of the previous year. And the profitability, if you see, has been 11.2 crores in this quarter as compared to 1,062 crore in the previous quarter and 994 crore in the corresponding quarter. And PAT has been 818 crore in this quarter as compared to 790 crores in the previous quarter and 744 crore in the corresponding quarter. So, if you see the half-yearly results, the H1 PBT has been 2,164 crore as compared to 1,931 crore in the first half of last year. And PAT has been 1,608 crore in this first half as compared to first half of last year of 1,445 crore. So this has been the result, and if you see the growth, this is the highest ever PBT in H1 of any year so far in the history of Petronet LNG. And the growth of PBT and PAT in the current half has been 12%, 11% as compared to the corresponding half of the previous year. And similarly, the PBT and PAT has grown by 11%, 12% as compared to corresponding quarter of the previous year. And PBT and PAT has grown by 4% in this quarter as compared to previous quarter. So this has been, and further, the board of directors has approved interim dividend of rupees 7 per share. And you know that consistently company has been paying dividend of this 70% on the base of capital since many years. So I think result is good. And apart from that, if you see, one more development has been there in this board meeting. Before that, I would just like to tell you that our utilization has been 93% of the historical as compared to 96% in the previous quarter. And it was only 80% you see in the corresponding quarter in the last year. So this is good news, and perhaps this has been possible due to better utilization of our Dahej terminal. And also the efficiency in operations, all because of that we have been able to perform better in this quarter. One more development which I just want to convey, that our board has approved a petrochemical PDHPP project of rupees 20,685 crores, and this will be built in the Dahej terminal. And if you see the profitability from this project, the IRR has been very nice, And if you see, around 20% is the project IRR and around 30% is equity IRR. So overall project is good and company is going to grow in a big way, and this is a diversification which has been done. And most important thing is that we will continue to pay dividends of 100% even for this period of project, because our generation will continue to be of that range and projects will be in debt equity financing mode of 70-30. So that will continue. And major highlight has been that we have got a customer who will buy 250 kt. We have a PDHPP plant of 750 kta, out of which 250 kta has already been tied up with a customer near the edge for a period of 15 years, extendable to another 5 years, 20 years. So 250 kta of propylene will be sold to a customer, designated customer, and balance 500 kta of propylene will be converted to PP. Apart from that, we have also tied up with the customer for sale of 11 kt of hydrogen at a very lucrative price. And perhaps this will reinforce our risk, and perhaps this will mitigate the risk which we can say we have. And if you see, the another icing on the cake has been the ethane handling system which we are going to develop along with this PDHPP plant, whereby we have approached our customers, and two of the customers are almost on the verge of tying up with us for 1200 kt of ethane handling. So this will be purely tolling model, which will be good for company, and there will not be any other risk in this kind of business. So these two business, if you see, will mitigate the risk to a great extent, and otherwise also the trade between propane and propylene and propane and polypropylene is very nice, and perhaps this will take company to a different level in the future. Thank you very much. Now, house is open for the question. Please ask.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much, and congrats on good numbers. My first question is on the PDHPP plant. Can you please run down your assumptions on what kind of margins, operating costs are you assuming when you indicate the 20% project IRR and 30% equity IRR?
You want me to run the margins which has been there? See, what has happened actually, we have taken an average of last 7 years propane and propylene prices, which are basically, if you see, the pricing is done in India based on Southeast Asia price of this propylene, and we are taking those prices. So 7 year period, what we have calculated, we have removed the unusual year 2021, and otherwise this is all fine, and this has in fact given us a more robust number, because prices have eliminated any kind of deficiency which may have. So what we have done, we have taken an average of last 7 years, and if you want to know exact number, although whether it is appropriate or not, but I need to see whether we can give that. But I would like to mention that it has been done by external agency, and this exercise is carried out by SBI CAPS, and they have taken the number based on the published price of propylene, propane, and polypropylene. So if you exactly want to know the numbers, I will have to sit with you. But I can tell you that these numbers are available in the public domain. And almost there is a crack of almost, I can tell you, $400. If you see 7-year average for the propane versus the propylene, and around $600 for polypropylene, if you compare propane versus polypropylene. So this is how can I explain that this is there. And the IRR is calculated by SBI Caps after taking into account the current scenario in the market.
More importantly, the OpEx, would there be any OpEx advantages that you envisage versus the normalized numbers? If you can give some comment there.
Puneet, this is Debabrata. Actually, today the board has approved this project, and this is a message to all the analysts and investors that we will very shortly do another call with few more details, what you are asking about the CapEx, OpEx, and the returns, etc. We would like to touch upon this project information today on a high-level basis and go into deeper with the Q2 results. But then we will come up with another call very shortly with all the details of the project.
In the meantime, just high-level position, which we can just discuss higher depth, higher-level assumption, which you can just say, which are available with us. These are that there will be common jetty for this project. We are going to build another jetty, which in any way was approved by board. So this is not something which is coming in the project. Secondly, many facilities like utilities, they are common. And one important thing has been in terms of cold energy, which we are going to utilize in the plant. So this is saving almost 120 crore, 130 crore in terms of power cost. Because otherwise, we need some cold energy to cool down that particular box where we are storing these materials properly. So that way, we are saving in terms of energy cost in a big way. But details, we will work it out in a big manner, and then we will come back to you. But I can say because of synergy with regasification terminal, major OpEx has been very less as compared to any greenfield project where there is higher OpEx as compared to our project.
Right. So thank you so much, and we look forward to the detailed call. But just for the sake of it, initially the plan was 14,000 crores. Why has the cost gone up to 20,000 crores?
Actually, I would just like to mention that it was, I would say, 40,000 crore, but later on, we have also developed one ethane handling facility, which was, in fact, was not envisaged earlier. So around 2,500 crore is that ethane handling system, whereby we will be building one tank, ethane tank, and propane tank is already coming along with the PDH plant. So because of that, and moreover, if you see other costs, there is a soft cost also. If you like to, you'd like to see total hard cost is 16,069 crore only. But there is a provision for inflation, rupee depreciation of 1,900 crore. Some contingencies have been provided, 541 crore. As IDC, 1,600 crore. Margin money is 400 crore. So 4,600 crore is the soft cost over and above the hard cost of the plant. So that has also been built in this project cost. And that's why it has come to 20,665 crore.
Understood. That's very helpful. And lastly, any update from the customers on payment of user pay for the previous year?
We are still in talks with customers, and shortly they will be coming back with a solution. And payment is still awaited, no doubt.
But since we are already talking to them, and we are hoping that solution will come out, maybe in the next quarter you will find that we are able to work it out.
Understood. That's very helpful. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from Amit Rustagi from UBS. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, just wanted to understand that you will be doing a broad call, another call to explain us, but I wanted to understand that what is the OPEX, what is the EBITDA, and post completion of the project, and if you can give it separately by like what will be the EBITDA on ethylene facility, on propane to propylene, and PDHPP, and finally if you're doing something on the propane handling as well, so what are the different numbers? So that we know that how much EBITDA is at least subject to the commodity volatility, and how much is the EBITDA which can remain constant.
I will just mention you are asking, so I will give you the number slightly. But detailed, you are asking breakup of propane handling and ethane handling. As such, these have not been built in the DFR. But we will work out, you can say that calculated number, but we will tell you later because that breakup is not readily available. But one thing I can say you that profitability, you are asking EBITDA and profit. So we have estimated that from the year it will start operating at 100% capacity, the generation of profit will be to the range of 2,000 crores. So it is likely that this will grow and it will go up to the project level 7,000 crores of PAT in the end of this year. So initially we can say that 2,000 crores to start with when it is operating at 100% capacity. And EBITDA you are asking is around 4,000 crores. And what else you were asking?
Sir, just the timelines, like when you will start commissioning this project, when you start the capex, when is the zero date, and what will be the commissioning timelines?
Commissioning will be almost, you can say, 4 years from now, you can say, 2027 end or maybe beginning of 2028.
Okay. And sir, in the same breath, do you have an update on Gopalpur project and the other projects which we are doing now? When are we going to see 5 million ton capacity expansion at the Dahej? And when are you going to make a decision on Gopalpur as well?
Yeah, Gopalpur, actually, we have already finalized the documents and the transaction documents are to be approved by board now again. And after that, we will start on the project because before finalizing the document and signing the lease agreement with Gopalpur Port Limited, we cannot go ahead. So these documents have been now finalized by our committee. It will go to the board for approval. And thereafter, we shall start awarding the jobs for construction of various jetty and other facilities of the project. And further, what we are envisaging is that FSRU, which we require for this project because we have envisaged an FSRU energy terminal. So for that, we are going for consultant shortlisting so that we can work out whether there is suitable FSRU available or not and at the right price or not. That exercise is now being undertaken. And soon we will come to know if there is any FSRU available or not at a reasonable price. If it is not, then perhaps we will go for land-based terminal in later period of the project. Otherwise, also we thought it will go for land-based terminal after 4, 5, 6 years. But in case the availability is poor because of deployment of so many FSRUs in European region, because of import by Europe of LNG. So I think that has to be undertaken and we'll come back to you with the information.
Okay, so just one observation, from the stock price reaction today. So you have seen that investors and markets have not liked this idea of increasing capex to around 21,000 crore. But broadly, you can give them more confidence by maybe slightly increasing the dividend rather than just staying at the similar level of dividend. Because like you mentioned, you are reporting highest ever profit in the first half of this year. And we hope that in the second half of the year, performance remains strong. And with already 7,000 crore of cash in hand, debtors issue getting resolved. I think there should be more reward for the shareholders over next 4 years. I think that only can give them confidence that you are confident about the project. If we start to reduce the dividend, keep it to maybe 10 rupees a share, that will not give a right signal to the shareholders.
Right now, dividend we have maintained, and this is an interim dividend of 7 rupees per share. But of course, your suggestion is well taken, and we'll take care, we'll convey this to our management that we have to maintain the sentiment of the shareholders and keep the dividend high. But at least I can say that whatever we are paying, we will continue to pay, but we'll strive for the higher dividend. And perhaps let us hope that we'll pay. But one thing I can say that even after this project, the cash flow is such robust that it will not impact the dividend payment to the shareholders. So this will continue even this period of construction. As you know, we are going for raising the debt from the financial institution or banks. So equity will not be to that extent. Only 30% equity will deploy. And you, it's not an expenditure which will be done in a single financial year. It will be over a period of almost 4 years. So in a phased manner, this will be done, and accordingly, loan will be raised. And I think there should not be an issue as far as the dividend is concerned in future. We will try to further increase it as far as possible.
Great, sir. Thank you. Wish you all the best and wish you a happy Diwali to your team. And
thank you, Amit. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Bye. Take care.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Just on this take or pay arrangement, could you help understand, like, is it on a cost plus basis or how is the arrangement?
Regarding
The arrangement with Deepak Phenolics for the 15-year arrangement, is it on is it on cost plus basis, take or pay basis? What all are the like tie-ups over there?
I will tell you, because this is not cost plus basis. Basically, on IPP price plus handling charges plus whatever insurance and GST and other costs. So it is import parity price, which we are going to ask from them. So import parity price of propylene will be charged from them. Apart from that, we are also charging $41 as, or maybe whatever number I will let you know later, but handling charges is there. So not only IPP price, but handling charges plus GST and insurance costs, all will be charged. So if you see the crack between propane and propylene, it is handsome as of now, almost $400 per ton. So it will fetch a good price. It will not be a loss of thing.
Is there any advance to fund the capex that is in KM from them, given that they are kind of off-takers of the capex?
Advance as such is not there. We will be only, it's only take or pay basis contract is there with them. If they are not able to take at least 90% of the quantity, then take or pay charges will be levied on them. So it's a kind of like energy contract.
But even for the take or pay arrangement, there is no advance that you will take from them, because we've seen like take or pay arrangements getting dragged on. And
we are taking this LC will be there, and that will cover take or pay also. 45 days LC will be there, almost.
Okay, sure.
It is 45 days LC will be there. That will cover this user pay or take or pay also.
Sure, sure. And any specific reason to take a 7-year average? Because like we have seen like off late, generally the crack spreads on petchem have been quite weak, and most of the players were struggling to make any decent IRRs on their investment.
It's a cyclical industry, and if you see the other industry, normally average is taken because it eliminates all uncertainties of any period. So that's why we have taken 7-year period. If you take only this year price, maybe this may be low, but this will not reflect that true picture over a period of time. So 7-year period in fact eliminates any kind of abnormality which may have occurred in this period. So that's why we have taken this taking care of any kind of uncertainties in any period or some cyclic movements. So all those things are eliminated when you take an average of 7 years to 6 years.
Okay, sure, sure. Thanks, I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from Mayank Maheshwari from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the call. I have two questions from my side. First, on the project itself on petrochemicals. Have you kind of done something around the experience of the PDHs in China, and where does Petronet actually kind of stack up better, or any competitive advantage that you have versus anything that you have done in terms of study with related to China?
We have not done any comparison with China right now, but in fact, we understand what is happening in China. And in fact, they are running their plant very well. And I don't think we have done any comparison with the plant to China. But in India, we have done all kind of studies in this petchem, this PDHPP. And Indian demand supply scenario is fine. If we have got study conducted, there is huge demand in future. And in case we are not going to manufacture it, it will be imported into India from somewhere. What we thought that it is the right time that we should enter the business, and the demand in India is going to increase in future. And further, we have already done some kind of assured contracts with the DPL, and they also sold some this hydrogen. So what we are doing, in fact, to great extent, we have mitigated our project risk. So almost you can say 50% of profitability is assured business in our total project. What I have told you, almost 50% of that will be through assured business with DPL, ethane handling facilities, and propane handling facilities. So that is assuring us. And balance 1,000 is there, but that will not be a risk to us. It's still, we will be assuring also that at least we are assured that 30% of the profitability will be coming from the assured.
Okay, got it. And so the second question was more related to like the competitiveness of your project versus, let's say, BPCL is starting up around a similar time, and some of the others are actually starting up in around 1 or 2 years here and there. So what is the competitiveness of this project that you could kind of highlight to us versus all the others that are coming up in the country?
Yeah. I will. One thing is that we have jetty there, and if you see the game case, it is located in Uttara. It is 40-50 kilometers away from jetty. They will have a pipeline to bring pain to their plant. So there is an ability that it is there, storage facility there, and the market in the western region is also very good.
Sir, sorry to interrupt you, but could you speak little closely from the mic because your voice is sounding at a distance.
Yes. Just a minute. I just wanted to continue that we have competitive advantage in terms of two things. One is very obvious that we have our jetty, which is located nearby, and in other cases, it is not the case. They will have to lay pipeline to bring propane from jetty. Like in case of GAIL, which has for its SAR plant, they have to bring propane from JNPT, is almost 50 kilometers away. So that is an advantage. Secondly, this is located at a place which is adjacent to our regasification, LNG regasification plant. So we can save in terms of power cost, which is around 120-130 crores, because old energy which is being wasted so far because there is no usage in LNG plant, we can utilize it for cooling purposes in PDH plant. So that is saving power cost to a great extent, almost more than 120 crores. So second reason is this one. Thirdly, that many utilities are there which are common. So common utilities means there is no additional cost incurred for this PDH-PP plant. So all this have in fact contributed to give us competitive edge over others. And moreover, as I said, that we have attained tie-up with customers, which otherwise is not there with other the producers. So that is an advantage. So 3-4 advantages I have told you.
Fair enough, sir. Perfect. Thank you for this.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, anything related to this Qatar contract extension, RasGas? I think earlier you mentioned that by the end of this calendar year, there will be an update on the same.
Yeah, we are still going ahead and target is that only December 2023. So we hope that this will be concluded before that, and discussions are going on continuously.
Just to get an idea, will it be on the same volume or the higher volume, or will it be more attractive than the current price what we are paying to the Qatar?
We are going for renewal of the contract. Renewal means it's of same quantity of same thing.
Okay.
Right, part we may negotiate, but otherwise quantity will remain same.
Okay. And will it be more attractive than what it is currently, what we, the Qatar is charging us?
Maulik, attractiveness is a very relative word.
You see, is it cheaper than what we are paying today?
That's what I am telling. Although we cannot disclose that part, whether it will be cheaper or the other. But whatever we have seen in the past, the havoc of the spot prices, I think it is also a right time to reward the long-term contracts as well. So probably that will do a lot of good in the to the market, to the industry in the future. But at the same time, the negotiation is going on to get the best deal for the country.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving this opportunity. One more question on the PDHPP project. Would you be able to share the sensitivity of the IRR to the margin assumption? If the margin assumptions are, say, 20% lower than your base case assumption of $200, on propylene to propane versus propylene is 600 on PP versus propane, how would the IRR change?
Sensitivity, actually, if you want, we will have to present to you, I think, functionally, we will have to arrange separately because these things cannot be explained in such a manner. and perhaps you are asking for sensitivity, so we will show it definitely how we have done it. And we have done on all fronts, what kind of risk should be there, all those have been analyzed. And as I have said you clearly, that SBI Caps has prepared our this report, financial analysis report. And they have considered almost sensitivity analysis of 11 scenarios, which include increase in product cost by 10% and 5% decrease in product price. All those kind of things have been done. So, definitely, project will vary in each case. So, it has to be. So, we have done all kind of things. There is a increase in capex, in project cost, that has been analyzed. There is any decrease in capacity utilization, that has been analyzed. Increase in OPEX by 10%, all those things have been analyzed. But these things cannot be explained over phone like this. So we will have to make a visual presentation on that. If you want, we will display all those things to you. But right now I can tell you that those things have been taken care of. And SBI Caps has done all the sensitivity analysis. And after that only we have taken a conscious call.
Yeah, to add to that, let us also plan for another call or something. We have to plan each mode, whether a telecall or a kind of a
Microsoft team can also be like that.
So that
we can make a presentation also if you need. But it will be only specific PDHPP only. Rest of the things will be covered here, so that it will be the sole question which will be remaining to be further explained to the market.
Is it okay? Just one more question on the Dahej expansion which is underway. Could you tell us about the project progress across different modules and the current expectation of the target date?
This expansion of Dahej terminal is in fact going on, and our target is almost March 2025, it should be ready, expansion. So April, it is April, May 2025, it should be operational. So this is how we are going ahead, and total capex, you know, is very low. It's a low hanging fruit, only 570 crores total from 17.5 to 22.5 MMTPA. So this is on time, and as I said that both the phases from 17, this is in two phases, from 17.5 to 20 MMTPA and 20 to 22.5. So both will be completed by March 25. So after that it will be ready for operation.
Fine sir, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Sanat Kumar from Value Research. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Please continue.
Thanks. Okay. So thanks for the, first of all, thanks for providing me this opportunity. I have only two questions. One is, what has been the regasification tariff in last 2 years? And the second question is the LNG price. Have you seen any hardening of the spot and short-term LNG between the two quarters this year?
As such, there is no hardening of the prices, as you are telling. And regasification charge, I should tell you, greatest terminal, we are charging 59.91 per MMBTU. And for Kochi, we are charging almost 85.09 per MMBTU. So this is the tariff for Dahej and Kochi. And as far as the hardening of the LNG price is concerned, the spot market is little bit volatile now, but it is around $15 almost. But otherwise, long-term prices which we are buying from Qatar is around $12. So this is how prices are there, and they are likely to remain so in the next, I think, it may go up, maximum winter season, it may go up to $17, $18, not more than that. This is our anticipation. And this is also anticipation of the market. They are also not anticipating too much of volatility in energy prices in winter season. because Europe has already accumulated more than 98% of the inventory. So there will not be any panic buying by European countries in this winter season. So keeping that in view, we hope that prices will remain like this from $15 to $17, $18 maximum up to winter season.
Okay, and the last question is basically related to the fact that the demand for polypropylene and all those things that we are coming up with, do you see a very healthy uptake in demand in say next 7 years, or is it going to be on an average which we have been seeing in India for last 5 years?
It is going to be uptake because we have analyzed everything, that how many plants are going to come up in the next 5-year, 10-year period, and what is the demand it is going to be. Entire analysis has been conducted by a consultant, and he has shown in the consultant. We'll cover this in the presentation later whenever we are putting up all these details. But there is a shortfall still as compared to the demand in terms of supply. So keeping that in view, we have taken this conscious call, because these are the questions normally is raised by members in the board also. And we have explained it very well that a study has been conducted, and in India there is an uptick in the demand in the time to come, and compared to the demand, the supply part is lacking. So even if we bring this plan, still there is a shortfall in terms of meeting the demand. So this is how we have been, but we will cover this in presentation we will make for this special presentation for BDHPP plant later sometime after informing all of you. And this will be shown to you there, that what is the demand perspective in the next 5 to 10 years of PDH, this PP mainly.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Niharika from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. What has been the regas revenue for the quarter?
Yes, yes. The regas revenue has been 598 crores.
598 crores. Yes. Okay. And update on the storage tanks of Dahej as well as Kochi.
Kochi, there is no storage tank construction right now, but at Dahej it is in full swing and on target.
So we are planning to finish it by September 24, right? The tanks?
Before that, it will be completed. By June, I think, it should be completed next year.
Okay. And I just read an article that Dhamra terminal is started now and the tariff is lower than Petronet by some 1 or 2%. So do we feel that we'll be losing some...
No. This is absolutely absurd news. As far as I know, Dhamra's tariff is higher than the terminal tariff. I can tell you if you want.
Okay.
It's around 59 rupees of the Dahej, and that is more than 60. Approximately 60.18. It is on the higher side.
Okay.
So you don't get confused. It's not correct.
Okay, understood. And on the PDHPP, so with the Deepak Phenolics which we have tied up with, so are we planning to tie up the whole 100%, say 50% already we have tied up to 50, and are we planning to tie up the whole facility? So what's the plan for the for this thing? For
no, 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 no. See, I'm telling you again, let me clarify, maybe I'm not heard me correctly. Total capacity of PDH is 750 KTA. Out of 750 KTA, 250 KTA has been tied up with one party, which I just told you, Deepak Phenolics, and 500 KTA of propylene will be converted to polypropylene. That should be sold in the market. So it's like that.
Okay.
But that part has not been tied up because that is market driven. And if you look the crack, the margins, the spread, which is very high, because if you see the propane price, It is around 600-700 per metric ton. And if you see the prices of PP, polypropylene, it is around 1200-1300. So the gap is big. That's why we have decided to come in this business, because the margin is very high. Maybe sometimes it is not that high, but that cannot be a reflection of the for entire period of the project life. It's a cyclic in nature. So you cannot say that this will remain only on the lower side. So what we have done, we have taken the average while doing the sensitivity, we have taken average of 7 years price. The 7 years price is good to reflect the right price, because it eliminates all kind of uncertainties or whatever fluctuation it might have taken over a period of time. So we feel that even though margins may be some year less, but if you take the average of 5, 6 years, 7 years, it will bring the true picture, and that margin is good as per our analysis.
Understood. And so we were also planning a third jetty at the Dahej, which was also supposed to handle propane and ethane. So is this the ethane handling which we are talking about, which is a part of 21,000 crores, or this jetty, 1,700 odd crores for this jetty, is altogether different?
Jetty part we have already got approved, because we did handle all three products, LNG, ethane and propane. So it is not part of project. It is already undertaken, because in any case we had to build the jetty. So we have already done that, and capex is around 1,645 crore, 1,656 crore, like that. But this is not part of project.
You mentioned some 2,500 crores of ethane handling that is separate, and which is a
part. That is the inside battery limit of plant. The jetty part is different, because if you see the Dahej jetty, it is 2.5 kilometers away from the plant. So there has to be a pipeline laid to bring the product to bring this propane, LNG and ethane to our plant. So that part I am talking of jetty. And if you see 2,500 crore, it is inside the battery limit. We have to create tank for ethane and other facility for operating that tank. So that is costing around 2,500.
Which is part of 21,000.
Which is part of this 21,000. 2,685 crore. 2,685 crore.
Okay. Understood. That was it from my side. Thank you.
Operator, we will take one more question.
Sure. Sure. Thank you very much. The last question is from the line of Gauri Anand from Old Bridge Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. My question was on the future LNG supply. I mean, how should we think about it now that we know that Qatar is adding a lot of capacity? We know there is some capacity which is idling in Russia. We know all this large, exporting, LNG exporting countries are moving to alternate fuels. You are a very formidable player. You are expanding your capacity. How should our consumption is very, very small in the global scheme of things. So how should we really think about future availability in light of the supplies coming out of all these exporting nations?
See, if you look at the supply side of LNG, it is going to increase the future to a great extent, because many of the facilities are coming up in the next 3-4 years, maybe by 2027. So almost 150 MMTP of capacities will be more there, and even more than that. So what I am envisaging, that the availability will be huge, and there will not be dearth of LNG in the market. And as it looks now that LNG is in high demand and there is a scarcity of supply, it looks like, but after 3-4 years it will not be so. Qatar is already extending its project from 77 million tons to 126 million tons. So definitely there will be sufficient energy in the market. In India, the consumption is going to increase for LNG because if you look at the kind of thrust which is there of the government of India to increase the consumption of gas and make India a gas-based economy, and simultaneously they also want to increase the share of natural gas from 6% to 15%. So I think alternative to this natural gas or other fossil fuel is not ready as of now. Maybe after 30, 40 years, maybe there, and it's still, if at all, something is to be eliminated, all those fossil fuels like oil, petrol, diesel, coal, they have to be eliminated. Gas will continue for next, I think, more than 100 years, because it's still a very pollution-free and clean fossil fuel, and it can complement with renewables, it can complement with other sources of renewable like hydrogen and others. Because see, it's not, it's a basket of energy. You cannot say any development of energy source at the cost of replacement of others. It's still so many years have gone and coal could not be replaced.
Right.
So see, the first priority of the government is to replace those highly polluting fuels like coal and if at all to some extent oil, crude oil, all those things. So these are to be done first. The natural gas has to be promoted and government will continue to promote it. So in my view, the consumption of natural gas is going to increase in future. It will not come down. And other alternatives will come. They will also be consumed because the demand is going in a big way.
Right. No, I get that, sir. I just wanted to know on, you know, how should we think about supply security, especially the long-term supply security? And if you can specifically offer comment on Russia, sir. I mean, as much as we could strike a deal and lap up all the crude from Russia, you know, the lot of the thing was actually piped into Europe and it's all idling now. Is there an evacuation challenge? Or if you can comment on Russia specifically, that would be helpful.
Supply side, first I will comment that how much contract India has. India has around 20 million tons of contracts for energy, taking all these together because Petronet has 7.5 million tons with Qatargas, 1.42 million tons with ExxonMobil, around 9 million tons and another 1 million. So around 10 million tons you can say we have. And apart from that, others, GAIL and IOCL and GSPC, they also have contracts. So total 20 million ton contracts are there. Now, if you see supply side, how we will ensure more contracts are being entered in time to come, and you will see that there will be enough long-term contracts. So the people have realized that there should be long-term contracts only because the spot prices we have seen last 2 years, how volatile they have been in the past 1 or 2 years. So it is not a supply source which is dependable. So long-term contract is solution. And in fact, whatever contracts we have, more contracts will be entered. And many buyers in India are vying for that kind of contracts throughout the world. Second question is regarding Russian supply. Russia used to supply to a great extent to European countries through pipeline. But as far as the facilities are concerned, there is no LNG facilities kind of thing readily available. There is no...
They have two projects here. Yes. So one is Yamal and another is Sakhalin 2, but both of them have long-term contracts tied up. And both on the long-term off-takers like Japan, China continue to off-take volumes from these projects. Another project, which is Arctic LNG project, because of the sanctions, that project is now in the limbo because they are not able to get technology support. So there is no new project which is coming up in the near future except some small projects of 1 million ton also. There is no surplus LNG supply.
So, the question is that how there is supply constraint. Yes, there is supply constraint. Whatever gas is available in terms of LNG, it has already been tied up. And for balance, there is no liquefaction market to supply. So you can say that European gas which has been curtailed, there is no immediate plan of Russia to sell that through LNG route. So we cannot, it is not for sale as of now. So I think China is drawing maximum gas. through pipeline, because China has got a pipeline from Russia. So they are coming to the Russian rescue. And perhaps there is no LNG that sanctions are there in Russia. So it is not feasible also as of now.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We take this as the last question. I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. S. Ramesh for the closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, thank you. Before I let you go, sir, I would like to ask a couple of questions. One is, in Kochi, we still see the capacity utilization subdued. So, given that the LNG prices have declined substantially, do we see improvement in the utilization of Kochi in the second half or sometime in FY25? How do you see that situation?
Basically, see, it is all about the cost of alternate fuel versus LNG. So, yes, we do see opportunity of few customers which went in the year 2021 on oil products after running on gas for a few months. And hopefully, because oil has gone up and with European storage almost at 98-99%, and winter prices are subdued as compared to the last year. So we do expect LNG would be competitive to alternate fuel and the capacity utilization could increase. But it's all about like geopolitical crisis now going on between Israel and Hamas. So keeping fingers crossed. It's unpredictable.
Okay, then a housekeeping question. Can you share the details regarding inventory gain or trading gain and the Ind AS impact?
Yeah, the inventory, the trading gain, just a second. Yeah, trading gain has been 19 crores and the inventory gain has been 124 crores.
Okay, and what was it?
Yeah.
What about the Ind AS impact of the currency impact?
Yeah, the Ind AS impact is 161 crores positive at gross margin level, 37 crores forex loss, and 8 crores of positive at the other expenses level, then depreciation 84 crores, and interest finance cost 72 crores.
Okay. Thank you very much. With that, we drop curtains on this call. Let me thank the management of Petronet LNG for taking time out for this earnings call on behalf of Nirmal Bang Equities. I also thank all the investors for participating in this call. Thank you very much and have a good day and wish everybody a happy Diwali and season greetings. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Happy Diwali to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Nirmal Bang Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.